You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is the true story of a New York City boy with big town hopes and small neighborhood dreams of becoming BFFs with the Real Housewives and other Bravo celebrities. Then, one day, that dream actually came true. Let me take you behind the velvet rope. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one and only Mr. Frank Catania. Hello.
My pleasure, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to see you again. What are you up to?
Let me start off by saying, honestly, I may not be the one and only Frank Catania because my son, who's also obviously Frank Catania, is much better known than me every time we go in public. All right. So he overshadows me. I'm like the secondary now.
Well, we sat down and chatted with him as well. So is that what happens like when you're out just with Frankie? I call him Frankie Jr. I'm still very confused that you are really Frank Jr. and he's not, right?
Yes, that's true because both my father's Frank and my grandfather's Frank too. So everybody's Frankie, Frank. You yell the name Frank, six people look.
Well, that's why. But in public, people stop Frankie, I would assume.
Yeah, they do. I got to be honest with you. Both of us enjoy it very, very much. David, it's awesome. I got to be honest with you. It may be gone tomorrow, but while it's here, we enjoy it. Anybody who notices us or recognizes us, we absolutely give the time of day. We'll sit and chat with them. And my son's the same way.
You're all like that. Dolores is like that too. I mean.
Yes, she is.
Do you ever take it in and just like laugh? Like, how is this our life? You know, like you're the same people you were before you were on the show.
David, we sure do. Believe me, our life was screwed up to begin with. All right. The stuff that goes on in our family, I just realized is not normal. You know, I don't care. I'll be honest with you. We're good. We're just happy go lucky, man. What you see is what you get with the Catania family.
Well, that's probably why people relate to all of you, just because you're not trying to put on airs.
No, definitely not. You know, and most of the time I'm out with Dolores, we're any place. Dolores never has makeup on. She never has makeup on. People are like, oh my God, I love that. And that's just the way she is.
Now, you're from New Jersey originally, right? Way back?
Yes, I am.
Where did you grow up? I like to start at the beginning here, behind the velvet rope. Where did you grow up in New Jersey?
I initially was born in Paterson, New Jersey. I moved out of Paterson, New Jersey to a place called North Haledon. And I've basically been within a mile or two of North Haledon for my entire life. My businesses are in North Haledon. It's in North Jersey in Passaic County. Dolores grew up in Passaic County. I met her. We moved here into North Haledon, ventured into Franklin Lakes. And quite honestly, this is where we've been. North Jersey has been our place our entire life.
And you love Jersey. Like you would never want to live anywhere else.
Sometimes I get annoyed with the weather, say in the traffic, and we go to Florida and we go to Miami a lot, but I could never leave New Jersey entirely, no.
Seriously?
Yes.
So when you were growing up, you know, you're a lawyer by trade. Did you always, I'm a lawyer. I don't know if you know this.
But I had no idea.
Does anyone who's a lawyer practice anymore? I don't think so.
Yeah, but the difference is at least you don't practice, I assume, by choice. I don't practice because I'm not allowed to anymore. They took my license.
So. That is a difference, yes. I don't practice because I did corporate tax and it was like beyond boring.
I was just going to say, you had to die of boredom. Oh, my God.
I mean...
Dave, let me tell you something. I always wanted to be a veterinarian, okay? And my father helped me and got me into Cornell, which at that time was the best veterinary school in the country. You got to know my father's an attorney. I got there, and a year into it, I said to my dad, I said, Dad, I want to become an attorney. Absolutely not. I said, Dad, no, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be a vet. So I left there, and I ended up going to University of Delaware to follow law. You know, my father, who was an attorney, wouldn't talk to me, wouldn't speak to me for 6 months, David. All right? He was so mad at me going into the legal field. But then when I did, I graduated. Obviously, I came to work for him. And that's where I've been ever since. I got to be done. I didn't enjoy it as much. I was prosecutor for the city of Hackensack for many years. And I did enjoy. I did enjoy that very, very much.
Why did your father not want you to be a lawyer? I mean, I could think of 100,000 reasons, but yeah. I'm just curious.
But the main reason was because... That let me tell you, it was the fact that he saw attorney. Number one, attorneys were dime a dozen. And he said, there's no brotherhood. There's no camaraderie anymore, that an attorney will turn on an attorney. All right. And he was right. They sue each other in a second. So
that's true. And, you know, you have someone's life in your hands, depending upon the type of work, and it's not an easy job, and you are fighting for your whole life.
My entire life. David, and I did divorce, and even if I got the person what they wanted, they're still fighting with their ex, they're still getting a divorce, and it just seemed like, oh my God, if I'm doing this much arguing, I might as well go home and argue with Dolores, you know?
Seriously, and let's face it, like, most of the cases settle, and you know, when all is said and done, you're happy, but are you really ever happy? It's like buying a house. Yeah. You always want, when it's all done, you're like, I should have asked for five more things. Like, that was dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. So the fact that I'm not practicing anymore, I always did other businesses, especially the construction and the development. So I went into that full time, and I got to be honest with you, overall, I don't like the fact that I can't practice if I wanted to, but overall, Dolores said to me, I wish you lost your license years ago. You're much nicer.
And you were a prosecutor for the state?
I was a prosecutor for the city of Hackensack. I was head prosecutor for the city of Hackensack for 4 years.
What type of cases?
Any kind of municipal cases, all of them. Anything that came through, whether it be drug, whether it be ordinance, whether it be a property, you name it. All right, DWIs. And that I really did enjoy. I enjoyed it very much.
That I would think. And okay, so we'll get into your license in just a second.
You got it.
So you're in New Jersey. So where, take us back, where again, I think I know the story, but where did you meet Dolores and when?
I just started practicing as an attorney. I went to a retirement dinner for a judge who we knew, and it was at a place in North Eildon. And when I got there, believe it or not, Dolores was one of the waitresses at the banquet center. And I was with a friend of mine, and I said, holy shit. I said, that girl is the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life. All right? And then I didn't even have the balls, David, I got to be honest with you, to go up and say anything to her. She was so beautiful. I had my friend go over and say something. So she was good enough to give me a date, and you know, that's it. 2 kids later, 20-some-odd years, we're still here.
It was just love at first sight.
Oh, my God. She was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Everything I loved in a woman. Everything. The epitome of a Guidette, a New Jersey Guidette.
Because that's the thing, you guys, I mean, people don't realize, like, you were into the whole shore thing back in the day. I mean, like, you still are, but, like, you guys did all that, right? Like, down at the shore.
You know, that was, what you see on TV, that was us 15 years earlier.
How long did you guys date for before?
We didn't date, I think, 3 years. 3 years. We ended up buying a house before we got married, which our father didn't enjoy too much. And that was it. We got married. The same year we got married, The following year, we had my daughter, and then 3 years later, I had my son, and that was it.
Did you guys have a big wedding?
We had a huge wedding. All right. At the time, her father was chief of police for the city of Paterson. My father was deputy speaker of the New Jersey Assembly. He was very well into politics, so it was a who's who of New Jersey between political figures, between law enforcement agencies. For our wedding. Yes, it was.
In Paterson, and I don't just say this, I've been in Paterson many times because I take the train there all the time when I come to New Jersey. Like, Paterson's no joke.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's for sure. And you remember when I first started dating Dolores, she was a corrections officer in Paterson. All right. So not only was she beautiful, but, you know, she would kick my ass if I got out of hands.
And you love that. You love the tough as nails.
I absolutely. Dolores, you know what's so good about Dolores? Dolores is one of the guys. The way she looks is one thing, but that she's one of the guys. You know, if I'm changing the brakes on my car, Dolores would get under the car with me and it'd be there helping me. You know why? Because I liked it. And Dolores, so if I liked it, Dolores would do it.
Well, that's hard to find.
Oh, you're damn right it is. And then I screwed that up as well. You know, thank God we still get along.
Well, so, okay. So you did screw that up. So you had two beautiful children though.
Yes.
Now here's the thing. So two things. One, I mean, I know Dolores, I get it. You guys would love your children regardless of what they did. There's lots of different professions. But I mean, do you ever look at like a vet and like someone who wants to take over Wall Street? Like, I mean, I'm like Jewish. That's like a Jewish parent. Like,
You listen, Dave, you have to understand our kids growing up. We were criticized by both our families at the way we raised our kids. Our kids had no curfew. Our kids had no bedtime. Our kids could curse, although they didn't curse very much in the house. Our kids could basically do whatever they wanted. You got treated like an adult as long as you acted like an adult. Once you didn't get treated like an adult, all right, we take it away from you. And I got to be honest, our kids, I'll put my children up against anyone. Not only when they talk to you, they look at you in the face, you know, because growing up, if my son, someone said hello to my son and my son wasn't looking at you, I'm not even kidding. Dolores would punch him in the middle of the back. All right. Look up. All right. Shake his hand. And it's awesome. It really is. I'll even start crying. I'm one of those old Italian guys who starts crying when he thinks about how proud I am of my kids.
But it is true. Like they say, like, I mean, what do I know? I don't have kids, but you know, like they say, like, if you raise your kids, like I was raised pretty liberal too. My parents were like, you could do whatever you want. And then I got straight A's and went to law school. Like, I mean, you know, they were like, you should go into a profession. Like they definitely were like, you should go to med school or law school. But regardless of the academics, I could come home like at 4 a.m. and disappear for 3 days.
Right.
No one cared.
And then they've never been in trouble. My children have, despite my background, my children have never done drugs. All right. Listen, I'm knocking on wood because I stepped in shit, David. Honestly.
Seriously.
Somewhere along the line I did. So, and David, I don't know if you knew, honestly, I'm a quarter Jewish as well.
Are you? I don't think I knew that.
Oh my God. My grandfather on my mother's side was full Jewish. There's a Russian Jew. Absolutely.
I'm Jewish and Italian. It's kind of the same thing.
You know it. All right. That's what makes it successful.
I could see it now. So are you secretly, you must be happy. I mean, besides everything, like Gabby's like carrying on your vet tradition.
It's awesome. Gabby, I always said, Gabby is carrying on and completing what I couldn't. All right.
Yeah.
She never wanted to be anything more than a veterinarian. In May, she's done. She's a doctor. She has a job waiting for her. You know, she called me, sent me yesterday a listing on a house. She wants to buy a house closer to where she's working. I've been blessed. Man. I don't care what happens in my life from here forward. I've been blessed. I really have.
Is this good house going to be in New Jersey? She's moving
yes.
to New Jersey?
Yep. She's going to work in Jersey. Yep. She sure is.
So that must make you and Dolores happy. She's going to be close to home.
She is. I'm telling her to hold off on the house a little bit. Why don't you get acclimated, start working? She goes, my dad, I don't know if I can come home and live in the same house with mom with four dogs. You know, mommy's got two dogs. You got two dogs. It's going to be a menagerie. So, yeah, we'll see.
I was going to say, you guys have the space, like if she wants to move home.
Oh, yeah.
What about, okay, so you're married to Dolores, the woman of your dreams. And you said, like, you screwed that up.
I did. Yes, I did. Sure, I did. I was a divorce attorney. My dad warned me, and despite his warnings, he said, listen, when you're a divorce attorney, you have to understand if you're representing a woman, she's going to look to you as if almost you are her knight in shining armor. Okay. And that's exactly what happened. Next thing you know, this, that, you know, and you know it's wrong and I shouldn't have done it, but it's just, I couldn't stop. And quite honest, and you know, Dolores, if it wasn't for Dolores and as strong as she is, we wouldn't have the relationship we have. And my kids wouldn't be in such a good position that we have. I give Dolores 100% credit for that because she's just an incredible, incredible strong woman.
Right, because a lot of people would just not be able to come back from that.
Absolutely. That's true. That's true. Believe me, I mean, the girl at the time who was the reason for our divorce, I'm not going to lie, she got a few beatings from Dolores, you know.
I am sure that she did. I would not want to be that woman.
Yeah. Oh, I got a few beatings as well along the way. So,
both physically and mentally, Dolores.
Oh, you have no idea. Physically, it was even worse. You know, I would sleep with one eye open. You never know what's coming from Dolores.
And this woman, like, it was someone that you were helping get a divorce.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and it lasted. It lasted for much longer than what it should have lasted because I tried to justify keeping it going because it was the ruination of my family. And I got to be honest with you, it should have lasted 4 weeks and it lasted like 4 years.
I could see that psychologically. You would, you know, like, you want to make it worth it, right?
I was saying, exactly. I can't leave this. I lost my entire family because of this. You know, I have to try to make this work. It wasn't meant to work from the very beginning. All right. And to put it very bluntly, the kind of person Dolores is, this is Dolores. And she even said to me, one time she said to me, Frank, let's forget about everything. Let's forget about everything. Let's forget about the past. You come home, let's start forward. And David, it's a shame because I couldn't know 100% sure that I could be faithful to Dolores. And she was the only person in my life at the time who I couldn't hurt again. I couldn't do that. I couldn't hurt her. And unless I knew 100% I would be faithful, it's a shame. It sounds funny, you know, but I loved her that much and I saw how much I hurt her the one time and she understood it. And I think that's one of the reasons why we get along the way we do today.
So that's what it was like after all this. She said, come home, we'll start over. And you just were like, I don't know if I could do this.
Exactly right. Exactly. And she was understanding. She was, I understand. She was, do me a favor. Don't turn your back on us. Don't turn. And I never did. If I had it, my kids and Dolores always had it. We had an agreement with the court. We never once looked at the agreement, David. Never once. All right. The bottom line was when we first made our money, we made it together. So if I had it, Dolores had it. And that was it. And still to this day. You know? But unfortunately, Dolores, I think, has more than me now.
Well, Bravo certainly doesn't hurt after several years of being on a TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how it all works and I know what the numbers are year one, year two, and so on, just in general. Yep. So
exactly.
I think maybe now she does better than you, yes.
Yeah, she's definitely rivaling me to say the least at this point.
How do you go from you have this agreement that you never look at. So how do you go from your divorce is final? And I imagine, like, did you ever go through like that bad period of like, I hate you? Like, I mean,
yes. Our entire divorce. All right. And Dolores jokes about it. She goes, honestly, if you weren't Jewish and so damn cheap, she goes, I know you would have spent the 30 grand to have me killed during our divorce. All right. That is basically what Dolores told me. All right. It was bad. It was really bad. And I, as a divorce attorney and feeling bad and guilty because I was the reason for the divorce, made her a few offers. And David, I got to be honest with you. They were generous offers more than the court would give her. Her attorney would not go for it. We went to court and the court ended up giving her just a little over half of what I offered her. All right. So, and we walked out of court that day. Dolores looked at me. I looked at her. I think we went to grab a bite to eat and we never looked back.
Wow. So you went right to eat afterwards.
We did. We sat down. So, Dolores knows better. Honestly, you get much more bees with honey than you do with vinegar.
So really the only bad part was during the divorce, right? When it was over,
yes.
It was like,
that's it.
Wow.
Yep, that's it. Yep. Absolutely.
Well, that's more than most. I mean, my parents are friendly now, but it took them way more. It took them, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah. Bro. I'm in the same position with my parents who were divorced. Same thing. And my parents had a hard time understanding why we got along so well. And I think them seeing me and Dolores getting away along like that, in fact, facilitated them starting to get along.
My parents are just older now. And I just think they're like, what was all that for? Mind you, right? They should not be two people that are ever married, but like they've moved on. So, right. And so that's the thing about like divorce, like any lawsuit, the only people that win are the lawyers. Like her lawyer was like, let's keep going.
Exactly.
How did you get into the whole fitness thing? Like, where does that, was that always since you were young?
Yes, it was. I did. I started working out. I played football in college and from the working out there, I like the bodybuilding, and I got to be quite honest, I like the results, and I like the attention that it garnered, and it definitely helped my confidence. You know, David, despite what you see now of me, back when I was younger, you know, I would never be able to get a girl on my own because I would never approach a girl unless she came up to me. All right, I was that shy.
Really?
Right? Even with Dolores, I wouldn't go approach her. I had my friend, you know. So the working out, and then I just love the entire industry. I really did. I like the way it makes you feel. I love helping people. I love helping people achieve their goals, of whether it's muscle mass, whether it's weight loss, you name it. And it was good. When I met Dolores, I was already Miss New Jersey before that. When I first met Dolores, I was big. I was big. I was built. And we started doing our business. So Dolores met me, and I was really in good shape at the time. Then when I first met her, we started forming our businesses, and I addressed to build up our businesses. I didn't work out for 4 years. So with the way I looked 4 years after I met Dolores was nothing like I looked when I first met her. All right.
Really?
I mean, no. I had a 44-inch waist. I had man boobs, you name it. That was horrible. And you know what sucks? Because I even feel bad to this day. Didn't make a difference to Dolores. She still loved me just as much.
Wow. And right? Then you got confidence after you worked out, obviously.
Yep.
And then you let it all go. And then what? One day you just said, let me get back in shape.
Yeah. I came out of the shower and I said, Oh my God. You know, I was hoping that the mirror would be fogged up from the steam, and it wasn't. I said, holy shit, time for me to get back to work.
And that was it.
That was it. Ever since then. And then we did very well in business. And there was an opportunity in Southern Bergen County for a Gold's Gym franchise. We purchased it. And then from there, we opened up another one and another one and another one. And I enjoy the fitness industry very much so.
You love owning gyms, or do you still own all these gyms or now?
No, I got to be honest with you. You know, in fact, Dolores is calling me right now. So I'm declining on her. Let me tell her I'm on the phone. I'm with you. So.
Tell her that you're with me.
Hold on. I just cut her off.
Well, just be like.
Hold on one second. She probably called. Let me tell you.
Later we can have a. We can have a hello from Dolores. Sure. Tell her you're on air.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, listen, I'm on air. I'm in the middle of a Zoom call right now with David on his podcast.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi. Hi, how are you, David Yonkes?
I figured I would let you know you're on air, so you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, right? So I'm feeling like a big shot today, Dolores, because honestly, I'm on with David.
You should feel like a big shot. He's had some heavy hitters on there, your son being one of them.
There you go.
You need to come on next, Dolores. We have to do a whole family tree.
Okay, let's see. You know who you have to get? Gabby.
Oh my
Everybody
God.
Underestimates oh. the power of Gabby.
Not me, because you know what? I will gladly take Gabby, because a lot of people don't know that much about her. She would be a great chat. So that's next.
She's a great chat, and she's so brilliant and funny and...
She'll bury us. David, she'll bury us. She'll tell you all the skeletons in the closets, you know, because she's the one who stays out of the limelight.
I know. I know. She'll be like, they're all crazy that they're on TV 24/7.
She doesn't hold back. Frank, I got to go. I'm picking out my stuff. The fair will be in 2 weeks.
All right. You got it. All right. I'll call you when I'm done. All right.
Huh? Bye. Bye.
David, tell you something. If we weren't divorced, we'd be divorced again. Because I'm doing a major renovation on her house right now, where she had to move out. Oh my God!
Oh, really? Of the house? Because I was at that house.
Okay. I got it down to the studs. And why are you taking this out? No. I want it out. Oh, so she had to move out. She's living down in our shore house now. Down there.
What about that gorgeous closet? Did that come out?
Oh no! That you're talking about. Her boyfriend David's house. That's David's house.
Oh, that's the I thought that was Dolores's house. That's the only one that I know.
No, that's I built that for David. Dolores is supposed to move in, but she never got a ring. So now I think David might have missed the window there to get Dolores to move in with him.
I need to talk to you guys about Apostrophe. It's a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Now, here's the thing. You guys know prescription acne treatment really works, but it's hard to get. You have to take time off work, go see a doctor, sit in line at the pharmacy and wait for your medications. Not anymore. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home. All you have to do is fill out their online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. Then you snap a few selfies. How fun is that? And your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. It treats acne, but Apostrophe does a lot more than just that. They also can help you with your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. I filled out the survey. Of course, I was concerned with wrinkles. So that's why I went on, filled out the survey. Literally, somebody got in touch with me so quickly. The medicine arrived right to my front door. I've already started using it. It's just as simple as that. And you don't even have to leave your home. Listen, you get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/velvet. So go to apostrophe.com/velvet and use the code VELVET. This code is only available to all of you who are listening to this podcast. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/velvet and click begin visit. Then use the code VELVET at sign up and you get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/velvet. Use the code VELVET to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. It really is so easy. I'm so glad I found Apostrophe. It's for acne, it's for wrinkles, it's for dark spots, really any of your skincare goals. That's apostrophe.com/velvet. Use the code VELVET at checkout and you get $15 off. Okay, so that opens a lot of, so you guys stayed friends and yep. It never got weird or anything? Like, you mean she dates, you date, you're all...
When she... I'm going to tell you some stories. Honestly, I've never told it.
Okay.
I'm Dolores, I wanted her to be happy. Okay. So I'm dating somebody. So Dolores dates somebody for the first time. All right. And I had no right whatsoever. All right. To be upset or anything, but me being the way I am. All right. The guy lives down in Union City. So I find out the guy's phone number. I go down to Union City while she's there. All right. The lights are on in the house. I go up to the door. All right. I knock on the door. Nobody answers. All right. I go outside to my car. I call him from my cell phone. All of a sudden, David, I see all the lights go out in the house. All right. Shuts off all the lights. So I go back to the door and knock. I said, what are you doing? You know? So finally, I see a little light come on. I see Dolores come walking out of the house. I said, what's up? She goes, Frank, I'll tell you, this guy's not for me. He saw you walk up here. He ran in his bedroom. He shut all the lights off in the house. I told him, fuck this. He goes, what, are you kidding me? She goes, I'll go kick his ass, and walked outside and told me to leave. She goes, get out of here right now. So that was the end of the relationship with this guy, because she goes, Frank, I'm not living with somebody who seriously runs and hides in a closet when he sees you. So
no.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't work.
That's how I initially handled it. But after that, we changed and we started accepting each other, and I wanted to see her happy, but she would play jokes on me and I would play jokes on her too, David. She had a guy she was seeing from Florida, and I knew she went to the airport to pick him up. So while she's at the airport, I went to our house, which was not our house. It was her house now. All right. I took out all our wedding pictures. All right. All our wedding cards, everything nice. I put them all around the house. So when this guy walks in the house, all right, and he was a little juice head, all right, he walks in the house, he sees all the wedding pictures and everything, pissed off to no end. All right, starts screaming, yelling, got back in the car, went back to the airport, and flew back to Florida the same day. All right?
Wow.
All right, so this is a joke. And honestly, now you would think Dolores would call me and say, you know, what are you, a jerk off? Dolores calls me up. She goes, good one. She goes, that was a good one. You got me good. She goes, I'll get you back, though. All right? So that's the kind of relationship we had.
Are her before David, like, are a lot of the men like turn, you know, scared, like, you know, just, I don't even know if scared's the right word, but just insecure that Dolores is so close to you.
Everybody, even on my end, everybody always says, oh, that's great. You get along with your ex-husband like that. Oh, that's great. You get along with your ex-wife like that, until they see the dynamic. I got to be honest with you, because Dolores calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I could be sleeping by my girlfriend's. I get out of bed and I go help Dolores. All right. I don't care where I am.
Right.
And you know, it's ended many relationships for me, but I have somebody now who's very, very secure and, you know, goes out with me, Dolores, David, you name it. And Dolores has had any boyfriends who she's been serious with have no problem whatsoever with me. I've had no problem whatsoever with me. In fact, David now, shame because David calls me more than he calls Dolores. He wants to hang out with me more than he does Dolores. All right. And, you know, Dolores jokes about it. She goes, I think David's with me to get to you. All right.
Seriously.
All right.
What about, so you guys are minding your own life, you're divorced, living life. And then in 2009, like, you know, there's this thing, The Housewives, which I imagine you didn't sit around and watch other versions of The Housewives. No. I mean, you're a straight man, so I wouldn't expect anything like that from you. But like, so then, you know, there was New York before and Atlanta. And then like in 2009, like they decide we're going to bring The Housewives to New Jersey. Like, I know Dolores wasn't involved at the time. I know like they asked her, but she chose not to be involved because your children were too young.
David, hold on one second. Okay. And if it's the family room, you'll see him in the boxes right there by the fireplace. Sorry, David, I'm sorry.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
But no.
So Dolores was maybe going to be involved, but decided your children were too young at the time for that first season.
That's correct.
And like, was that a whole discussion? Were you guys just like, this won't be good for the children, or we're going through other things?
David, I can be honest with you, it really wasn't much in the way of a discussion. She at the time thought about it very quickly and said, you know, our kids were at a certain age, of which she didn't want to involve them in that. And that was it. That was quite honestly, it wasn't even that much. I didn't even know about it until she made the decision to say no quite some time afterwards.
Do you remember, even though Dolores wasn't part of it, like the show went on, like, do you remember like the buzz around New Jersey?
Yeah.
Like you knew these people, right? Like you knew Teresa before.
I was with Teresa. I was friends with Dina and her husband, Joe Gorga. I was his attorney. Exactly. I knew these people. I knew these people before. And I see him on TV. I'm like, oh my God, you know?
Were you like, what? These are just normal people. Why are they on TV?
Exactly right. You know, but then you start watching. I got to be honest with you. And even being a straight guy, you know, next thing you know, every week, you know, whatever day it was on, I just kept watching it. And the one thing about me being on a show, the dynamic of some of the guys who watch the show is totally, totally different, Dave. Totally different. All right. You got guys who you would never, and people come up to me. A guy says to me, bro, I love you on a show. His wife looks at him and with right there, he goes, I didn't even know you watched the show. What are you talking about? He goes, no, I watch Frank all the time. You know, when you see these big jack guys who work out, or, you know, construction guys and everything else. All right. It's a totally different, you know, audience, which I enjoy. I got to be honest. I enjoy.
Really? So you have like straight macho men coming up to you and saying like.
As well as gay men as well. Believe me, I got them all. I got them all. Got guys, girls, women, grandmothers. It's very interesting.
Were you shocked, like, when you watched the show, or even now that you're part of it, like, what goes on? Like, even before Dolores, like, Danielle Staub and all, like, are you shocked at some of the drama that this show produces?
I gotta be, we're from North Jersey. We're used to it, you know? We're used to the drama. I gotta be honest. It is. I'm so easy going. I got to be honest with you. You see, man, it goes in one ear and out the other with me. All right. I just asked Dolores with all the drama. Dolores, let me just please get a meal. Let me finish eating before you start. And I get interrupted with my food. David, don't fuck with my food, man. Seriously. All right.
I get it. Not my food or my drinks. I need my martini and I need my, but like when over the years, like when you're filming, are you ever like, I mean, you're not like, I'm not going over there to get involved, but are you ever like, holy shit. Like I've been at a lot of the filmings like that, like finale last year. I was there when at that Shore House, you guys like there's things like, were you ever like, what's going on? Oh my God, these women are crazy.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. But again, you know, the entire cruise down the Jersey Shore. And at the end of the dinner, I got to say to him, I said, honestly, this is not what I signed up. It was so bad because this scene is probably the worst scene in New Jersey housewife history. Not comparable to Teresa with the table, all right, flipping the table, but it was the entire cast. Oh my God, it wasn't just one or two. It was everybody just lost their minds. It was horrible.
Maybe because of COVID.
But we were all just by ourselves down there. Oh my God. I don't know. It was a shame. It was me and Dolores, you know, had everybody over for dinner. Next thing you know, oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, it can't, I mean, okay. So it's up there, maybe not worse than Teresa on the table, but what about some of like Danielle Staub's, I mean, the posh fashion show, all that pulling.
It rises to the level of breakdowns, emotional breakdowns, screaming, yelling, dishes. Comparable, man. Comparable, Dave. Yeah.
What about when Dolores became involved in the show? Like, was that a discussion or she just said, hey, guess what? I've been approached.
Absolutely. Absolutely came to me about it. Right. And you know, which I was grateful she did. And I said, Dolores, you got my backing, whatever you decide. Whatever you decide. I said, at this point, you don't have to worry about our kids. They're grown. And Dolores says to me, because listen, you know, I got some skeletons in my closet, which are public, and Dolores, I said, listen, as long as my kids know about it, I have no problem with the rest of the world knowing about it. I've done what I've done. I've always lived up to what I've done. All right. I accept, you know, listen, I did something. It's me. Yeah, it's me. I'm not going to run from it.
Was that part of it too? Cause that's the thing. Like, yeah. I mean, I always say like, if I was chosen for a reality show, I've said this before, I would literally hire private investigators. I would have them investigate me. And I would be like, you come to me with everything I've ever done on social media, anything I've ever said. I want to know everything. I mean, I have nothing to hide, but whatever it is, let's deal with it. Because it always comes out.
Always. Always. And it came up. In fact, as soon as I was on a show, the one time they showed my criminal complaint. I got arrested. I got arrested for drugs way back when I was in law school. And the fact, you know, I was worried about my kids finding out about it. But little did I know, my kids already knew. They already knew that they don't judge me. They could care less.
So was that part of like your, like you never said, don't do the show because of that? Or was that anything that she's
She said it to me. She said it to me, Frank, listen, I don't want to ever put you in a position. If you have an issue with it, I said, Dolores, absolutely not. Believe me. I can live up to anything I've done. I'm okay with it. So she was. Dolores always looks out for me. Always looks out for
me. She does.
And vice versa. I got to be honest with you. Me and her will fight. There's a lot of times me and her, somebody won't get in between us. When I was building David's house, oh my God, David was there one day and me and Dolores are going at it. And I said, you know, and I go and I put Dolores in a headlock. All right. And David's like, I'm out of here. David left. David ran out of the freaking house. All right. He goes, I'm not getting in the middle of the two of you.
And is he like, nope. I mean, is he like, oh, look what I signed up for? Like you said, he probably is thrilled because he gets you as a friend.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Were you shocked when your whole disbarment came out? Or were you just like, because of that conversation, or were you like, it's probably going to come out? Or were you still shocked when it came out?
I was 95% it was going to come out. All right. And David, I have my only regret with the disbarment was I didn't tell Dolores. She knew what was going on because it went on for 3 years, all right, between the trial and everything else. And David, I didn't tell her when it happened. And I got to tell you something. The reason I didn't tell her is not because I wanted to hide it from her. If there's nothing you can do about it, why am I going to stress you? Why am I going to stress you about it? Let me deal with the stress. I'll handle it. I'm not going to stress you about it because I know the first thing Dolores is going to say, okay, financially, are we going to be okay? All right. Which is fine. We didn't skip a beat. Believe me, we didn't skip a beat, knock on wood. And I just wanted to make, so when she found out, oh my God, from somebody else, on Andy, on a reunion, she found out from Andy on a reunion before, oh my God, I got my ass reamed. I got my ass reamed that night.
Right. Cause I think a lot of people question that, whether it was real, like that she was really finding out. I think, you know, like in the Twitter universe, I think that was a thing of like, does Dolores really not know this? Is she really finding out from Andy?
She didn't know. She didn't know. And in fact, when Andy asked her and she said, no, no, he's not disbarred, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm in trouble, man.
Is that when you're like that night, like we need to talk?
Oh, no, I didn't say it. Believe me. Oh, I got the call from her immediately when they had a break from the reunion. All right. So she's because lying. I saw her face in her, she's like, no, Andy, no. And I you could tell she wasn't lying. She that's exactly what she thought. So, yeah, believe me, that was a rough night for Frank Catania.
But all of your getting disbarred, like, that had nothing to do with the show. Like, you don't think that was...
No. No, not nothing at all. Nothing at all. I have some issues with my disbarment. I never, ever, ever had an ethical complaint in 23 years of practice. They talked about commingling of funds. The funds that they said that I commingled was for one of my best friends, who is still one of my best friends, who is still my business partner, who gave me written authority. But unfortunately, under the laws, you cannot take money out of your trust account. I should have sent him to another attorney for advice. I should have given him the money out of the account, let him give me a separate check, and I didn't. All right. I didn't. And I listen, I'm a big man. All right. I handle my own consequences. But nobody lost a dime. Nobody is ever out of any money ever with me. And that was the only issue I ever had. And that was brought up by way of a random audit. We get a random audit. It's on our trust account, usually about every 10 years. And that's how they picked it up. And they said, what is this? And I told them and I gave them the paperwork. And then it just didn't, that was it.
And you're okay now. Like, you're not like, I wish I was still practicing law or could.
Not at all. I got to be honest with you. Not at all. All right. People say, why don't you go back? Why don't you fight it? I don't want to. I got to be honest with you. I don't want to. I mean, I wish I still had it, but I'm glad it's over with.
People say that to me too. They're like, if your podcast fails, you can go back and practicing law. I'm like, A, my podcast is doing better than ever. And B, you don't understand. Like, I would go, I don't know. I would do anything but practice law.
Practice law. Exactly. Exactly. You know, honestly, there's camaraderie there between us, bro, because you understand. You understand the same way I do.
I mean, not to mention, I'm also not qualified. Like, it's been 100 years, so I don't even know. Like, thanks for the vote of confidence. You know, I mean, listen, law school, I think, teaches you to think a certain way. That's the best thing about it for me. Like, you think a certain way, you protect yourself, and if there's any ambiguity, you're like, what are you saying? I don't fucking understand, because that could be interpreted 17 ways.
Exactly.
So either just say it or move on. Like, so I like the way it taught me to think, but I don't miss practicing law. But I do think if I was a criminal defense attorney or prosecutor, really criminal defense, I think I would have loved to have done. But I'm not regretting
it. And you remember something. With that, it's totally different than what you did. Because when it comes to criminal defense, it's the least paperwork out of everything. All right?
Yeah.
And David, I do love trying cases because I love being an actor in front of a jury or in front of a judge. Anyway, I eat that up. All right. So, absolutely. I did. Yeah.
What about, so like right after New Jersey Housewives, Jersey Shore became a huge sensation.
Yeah.
So between the New Jersey Housewives and Jersey Shore, like, what do you think it is about New Jersey? Like, we're from here. This is like, what do you think it is? Do you think it's so foreign to people, the way the accents are, the way that there is, like, New Jersey, as far as the franchises, there was physical violence, there was table flips. Sure. Like, does it scare people? Like, I don't know. Like, why are people so intrigued with Jersey, do you think?
I definitely think we are different. And I'm on, what is it, that Cameo? I'm on a Cameo. When I get a lot of Cameo requests, and it's amazing how many people say, oh, I'm also from New Jersey, or I'm from New Jersey, and I hear, or my boyfriend's from New Jersey. And it's like a camaraderie. You don't understand it unless you're from Jersey. We're just a different breed.
Yeah. And I live in New York City, and I'm in New Jersey all the time. Like, it's a great place.
It is. Listen, go cross over the border there in New York. It's definitely similar. Long Island, Staten Island, for sure. There's a similarity between Jersey and those areas, but it's different. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. My son was out in LA for a while making a film for a while. David, I went out there to visit him out there. I was out there for a week, 2 weeks, and I got to be honest with you. I fit in like a nun in a whorehouse. All right. It was horrible. It was horrible. You know,
it's a lot different out there.
Yes, for sure.
Would do you get recognized more, like, when you're, like, in airports and, like, outside this area? Like, do people go more insane over, like, you and Frankie and Dolores?
There would say. Between the two biggest, it's, I'm really, really surprised on where we get recognized all over, even out of the country when we're on vacation. But definitely Jersey, more the Jersey Shore area. All right, Tom's River, Seaside, down there, and Miami. They're the two biggest areas where we get recognized all the time.
Interesting.
All the time.
What about, do you think people have, like, misconceptions of Jersey, like, because of The Sopranos, and, like, do you think people think New Jersey's all Italians that are in the mob?
Yes, absolutely. Not only do I think that, but let me give you a sample. Me and my daughter went to drive. We drove all the way down to Missouri to pick up these two rescue dogs. Okay. And while we're going, we had a problem with our truck. We stopped, I don't know whether it was in Missouri, Arkansas, somewhere down there, and stopping a repair guy, you know, sees the New Jersey license plates and everything. He fixes my car. It's a quick fix. It's up on the lift. And I said, buddy, thank you so much. You have no idea. All right. And this was a while ago. All right. And he said, and I said to him, buddy, okay, what I owe you? Nothing. I said, what do you mean nothing? He said, me, nothing. He goes, I watched The Sopranos. I'm good. Don't worry about it. I'm good. I said, bro, that's not New Jersey all the time. So that was, yes. So people outside definitely interpret us a little bit differently, and we're not all that way.
They're like afraid of people from New Jersey. It's like it's different now.
You know, how much I owe you? Oh, please don't hurt my family. What are you talking about? Yeah.
What about, what did you think? Were you ever, like, has anything ever happened over the years, like, with people involved in the cast that shocks you? Like you said, like, there's a lot of drama, like the whole, like, Dina Manzo, like, and her ex-husband and that whole thing with the mob, like,
there's nothing that surprises me whatsoever. Nothing. I can be honest with you, nothing that even gets a rise out of me. There's nothing I don't expect. Nothing I don't expect. So
you're just, do you ever think, like, people are misunderstood? Like, you know, you look at, like, Teresa, who did, like, has really given her life for this show. I mean, like, look at all the things that have happened. You know, like, do you ever feel like, God, it's just not worth it for certain people to have gone on this show? Or any show in reality TV?
The only person I may say regrets going on the reality TV show is Joe Giudice, all right? Because he's over in Italy now for good. So, and, yeah, that's – other than that, listen, I know you have – a lot of good things that come with the show, you know, you're recognizing, but I know there's also some downside to it as well. All right. And that's 100%. And I know that comes, and it comes with the territory, and Dolores and I have absolutely no problem with that. No problem.
What about, cause you know, a lot of these housewives, like, people pick their favorites. Like, lots of people hate this one. Lots of people love that one. You know, everyone gets online hate to some extent, but Dolores, for the most part, gets very, very little. I mean, I've seen, like, what is it? Like, she's just, like, and she's pretty.
Real,
man.
She's for real. David, she's for real. And you, as being a part of the show, you have to be careful how you respond to people on social media. And sometimes, and again, like you said, probably out of our entire cast, Dolores probably gets the least hate mail. I want to respond to these people. No, you don't know Dolores. That's not her. All right. She had the one thing when she had an issue with Dolores. I'm sorry. When Dolores had an issue with Jackie, someone put about Dolores being anti-Semitic. And I was like, oh, are you kidding? You know, Dolores, like, Frank, you can't. Don't get in a fight. Don't get in a fight on social media.
I know. That's when she had the one little blip. And I even said to her, like, this is okay. It's like years later, like what you're getting right now is people have gotten like times 100 every day. So like, this isn't so bad and you're not anti-Semitic, but what she like wanted to answer and you told her not to, or the opposite?
No, I wanted to answer. I wanted to answer to people. And she said, no, you know, she goes, no, don't even get into it with them. All right. I said, Dolores, but that's so not you. She goes, I know that. You know that. We all know that.
Whatever you say can and will be used against you. It doesn't end. You could have said, you could have, we're lawyers. You like can't win an argument with us, but it doesn't, like, that's why I say, I feel like people come for me and I'm like, I could take you down with one sentence because I went to school for 3 years for this. But the fact that you're answering, it's what someone wants. Like, you've just validated them, and it will go on for a year if you let it.
It's it. And the shame about it is, listen, sometimes you get it from a comment from somebody, but most of the times it comes from somebody, let's say on Instagram, it comes from somebody who has no post, has no pictures. So, you know, it's just, they're just a miserable person.
That's usually what it is. Yes.
Yeah. You know?
So anyway, changing the subject, you know, like you hurt your foot and you moved in with David.
Yes. Both my legs. I broke both my legs.
How did that happen again?
I missed one step. David, I missed one step. Just one step, 16 inches. I went down. I tore both my quads. My kneecap dropped down to my shin. I couldn't move. And it was horrendous and it was painful. And Dolores comes on and puts me on social media saying, I'm never going to come back. This is the end of him working out. I'm like, Dolores, what the fuck are you talking about? Leave me alone. So, but David, we had just finished his house and he had a full bathroom on the first floor. So he said, why don't you come stay by me? Which I had a hospital bed in his living room watching TV. And yeah, so I got to be honest here, for a good period of time, it was just me and David. And David would come down at 3 o'clock in the morning, make sure I got my medication. He's awesome. He is made to care for people. All right. So.
Well, I was going to say, like, you had a built-in doctor. Like, that's about as good as it gets.
And he loves it. And quite honestly, a lot of people say all the time, wow, he's married to his job, Dolores. Don't you accept the fact that you're not number one? That's him. I mean, that's him. He loves his job. He loves helping people. And Dolores would never get in the way of that.
What about like during COVID? Like, do you guys, like, were you able to turn to him just in terms of like, I think at the beginning, none of us knew what was going on. Not that we know, but like, was he like a source of relief in a sense of like, at least you had questions answered? Yeah.
All the time. In fact, I go over there. There's lots of time, I'm over there. I stop over there by Dolores and David, and I'll have dinner to three of us. Or I'll pick up dinner and bring it over. A lot of times. There's times it's just me and David. All right? So it's definitely a dynamic some people don't understand. And, they don't understand it. Sometimes they like to throw shade at it. But it works. It works for us, man. I got to be honest with you. It works for us. Everybody's happy.
Do you want Dolores to get remarried to him, or you don't?
I want Dolores to be happy. That's all I want. I want Dolores to be happy. Would I be jealous? You know what it is? It was almost like a Mexican standoff between me and Dolores as to maybe who will get engaged first. Okay. But in the long run, whatever makes Dolores happy, she really is. She's next to my kids. I mean, Dolores is, my life. And I'm saying that about my ex-wife. And quite honestly, whatever makes her happy. I think David might have missed the boat a little bit with the engagement ring because she was ready back then. I don't know if she's ready now. She still loves him and their relationship is great, but I think it's on a different level.
What about your girlfriend doesn't mind she's cool with all this? Like, she's not jealous?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. And in fact, hold on, I just got to get rid of it. My girlfriend is good. And listen, my girlfriend has been asked to come on a show a few times, and she won't. She won't come on a show. And I said to her, why not? She's a lot younger. She says, because if you look at the social media, everybody says, oh, Frank and Dolores get back together. Frank and Dolores get back together. Do this. She goes, I don't want to be the person who people think are keeping you and Dolores from getting back together because they're all going to start hating me. So
that's a valid point.
Yes, it is.
Actually. I mean, I never really thought of that. So Dolores would have been okay with her on the show too?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, she's a hairdresser. She does Dolores' hair many a times. All right. And my shore house down the shore, my girlfriend's there with me, and Dolores and David come down every weekend. In fact, as an attorney, you would appreciate this. All right. This goes to show you what type of street smart person Dolores is. We go through our divorce. And as part of my divorce, I said, Dolores, listen, how about this? I want the house down the shore. All right. We just built a brand new house down the shore. I said, I want the house down the shore. Dolores, you can have everything else. All right. She agreed to it way too easy, David. Way too easy. Okay. I was like, all right. Well, what can go wrong? We got divorced. The next time we go down the shore, all right, the house is three stories. The master bedroom's on the third floor. Dolores comes down, packs up all her clothes. All right. From the master bedroom. All right. I said, okay. I said, Dolores, thank you very much. I appreciate you working. That's good. Dolores went down one floor to the second floor, took her clothes, put them in another bedroom there, and that has been her bedroom ever since. Okay. So now she comes down whenever she feels like it with David, without David, right? With David's family. It's still her house. It's still her house. I never got the house in a divorce. All right. I get to use it. But that's how Dolores is.
What about, like, you know, you've been on Watch What Happens, like in the audience around that, like Frankie's been the bartender. Like, do you ever get, like, not in a bad way, but like you're very down to earth, but like, do you ever get caught up in the celebrity of it all? Like, have you met anyone through this? You know, just like, oh my God, they're so and so.
Yes, it was nice. You know, it was nice. I watched this live one time. Gabrielle Union came over to me, which, you know, I've always had a crush on her while you're watching her growing up. So stuff like that, but you know, little things, nothing major. Yeah. I enjoy it. I really do. I do. The best part about it all, I enjoy when people get happy when they see you and they come over and they make such a big deal about it. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, it's just me. I don't know what, you know. And right. You know, I love that, you know. Oh, please let me, I need to FaceTime my mother, you know, stuff like that. And where, no matter where I am or who I'm with, I always take time. Dolores taught me that. I always take time to make time.
It's true, because it could all go away. And
yep. Are and you- without them. Without them, David, we're nothing.
Yeah. And it's, are you ever shocked when people are like so specific? Like, I can't remember what I did yesterday, but people are like, well, 3 seasons ago, you said this and this is, and you're just like, what?
Yeah, David, all the time. When they tell me my daughter is still in St. Kitts in her 6th semester. Right. And my son. Yeah, absolutely. You know, oh my God, for sure. For sure. So yeah, without a doubt.
What about, are you shocked, like, how, you know, like, Frankie was a fan favorite with all the girls, or you just kind of expected that because he works out? Frankie. Like,
Frankie's been, listen, you had him on your show. You see, my son, the thing about my son people don't know is his looks and his physical appearance is not even his best trait, okay? He is the most, first of all, the most humble and the most loyal boyfriend that any father would want to date their daughter. All right. That's it. He's got a girlfriend. There is no, it's despite me and Frankie are in South Beach. We're going down Lincoln Road and I see everybody looking at him. He doesn't notice one thing. Doesn't even notice one thing. He could care less.
Yeah. I mean, he's extremely down to earth and humble for how he looks. I would agree with that.
He's a good kid. Honestly, again, I lucked out. How I did it, I have no idea. I lucked out with my two children.
Do you ever think, and this is not like an insult or shade, because Dolores will kick my ass. Yeah. I give shade to most guests, but you, no. But like, do you ever think, like, you know, like he is so loyal in that sense, you know, because like you weren't, like, that's just like, I mean, do you ever
think? I think honestly, yes, because he's very, very close with his mother. He's very, very close with his grandmother. Okay. And it has to do with respect to the, and you know, listen, he saw everything we went through. He saw his mother struggle at certain times. He even saw me struggle at certain times and like that. And I think it may, I honestly don't know. There's a lot of times which I said to Dolores, I gotta be honest with you. All right. I'm taking Frankie for a DNA test. I want to make sure he's mine, where the hell he came from. All right. It's, you know, but nah, man, now as he gets older though, you start seeing more and more physical similarities, how we act, how we talk, that were never there before.
Yeah, I see them. What about like Frankie and Gia? I mean, that was a whole thing when he took her to the prom that went like completely. Were you shocked at how big that was? Like, would you love Frankie to date Gia since you guys know her so well?
I love Gia. She's a great girl. She really is. She's so mature for her age. She's such a good girl. And you want to know something? I would always welcome that. But the two of them together, I can be honest, they would be under the microscope, all right? And I don't know if I want my son to have to live that way, all right? So yeah. It's bad enough just one of them, but put the two of them together, believe me, there's so much stuff on social media, so much stuff on the internet and everything else. Oh my God. When she started dating somebody else and you know they had an article about Frankie being mad, he was dead. I talked to her about it. She goes, I'm so happy she has a boyfriend. You know, so that's the side of it, which I'm glad didn't happen. But listen, we love Gia. Absolutely love Gia.
That's when you're like, this is just our life. He's not upset. And yet it's in a blog or wherever.
Exactly.
What about, speaking of Watch What Happens, which became a thing, like when, I mean, Dolores stuck up for you, but when Ramona didn't want to take a picture with you.
Oh my God. That's for sure. That's when the ghetto came out in Dolores. All right. You know, are you fucking kidding me? This is Dolores. I hear her screaming. All right. Get your stuff. I said, no, Dolores, not a big deal. Yes, it is a fucking big deal. You should buy your bullshit. You want to, oh my God. I was like, oh, Ramona, go hide, hurry up. All right.
So you told Ramona to go hide.
No, I didn't say nothing. At that point, quite honestly, I was a little mad at Ramona. I would have been okay with it. I would have walked away and let Dolores do what she got to do. All right. So,
but Dolores was more upset than you were.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I've been turned down many a time for a picture with Ramona, so don't
everybody
take it personally.
Has. You know, which was nice last year was a BravoCon when the two of them got on stage together. And I got to be honest with you, I was very surprised at Ramona taking it and accepting responsibility. And when Dolores said, you know, these are the people who make us. And she goes, I'm going to try. You know, Ramona said, I'm going to try. So hopefully she has since then.
I don't think she's tried so much, but I give her credit for saying that. Do you love being part of the bromance crew?
Absolutely. In fact, I was just at the dinner yesterday with Joe Beningo. I was just out with Joe. We went and grabbed a bite to eat. Very much so. I got to be honest with you. The guys on the show, the five of us, I truly enjoy hanging out with all of them. And what you see on the show is not fake. We go out. If the cameras are there or not there, we have a good – in fact, we all went out with somebody's birthday. I forgot whose birthday it was. In fact, Joe Beningo's birthday. We all went out. No cameras, no nothing. And we went out, met it, and we do. We have a great time. We really do.
Do you think, I mean, like you said, like this could end at any time, but you guys are in it for the long haul as long as they'll have you? There's nothing that you don't like about it?
No, I think we're there. I think we're there. You know, nothing bothers me. All right? I don't care what goes on, and you know, what drama, this and that. Dolores gets a little upset sometimes. We got to talk her down off the ledge. But no, listen, we enjoy it. I got to be honest, we do enjoy it.
What about now that you've seen housewives come and go, you know, like Jackie's in her third season, Jennifer, we had Siggy in the past. Like, do you tune in? Like when there's a new girl and you're like, oh, she's not going to last, or you're just like, let them do their thing.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I let them do their thing. Honestly, I let them do their thing. Me and Jackie had a little rough patch to begin with, which is a shame because it really wasn't me and her. It was just, you know, somebody said this, somebody said that. But when me and her talked, I enjoy Jackie. I do enjoy Jackie. We have some new girls this year who come on, who I think are a good mix. All right. I think are a good mix. They bring a little interesting aspects to the show as well.
Before we all wrap up, tell us something about Dolores that we would be shocked to know.
Oh my God. Let me think about Dolores. What is Dolores? Oh Christ. I think you guys already know, which I about Dolores. I don't know if it's so shocking that, I've known Dolores, my God, we've been together 30 years. Oh my God. It's been 30 years now. 30 years. All right. A couple things I tell you, Dolores does not cry. She cried when my mother died, and she cried when our one dog died. All right. Which honestly flabbergasted me. And another thing, Dolores is as religious as she is. All right. Dolores will not go to a cemetery. She will
really?
Not go. Not go pay her respects to her aunts or uncles, grandmother, anybody at the cemetery, because she tells me, Frank, I can do that from home. They're not there. That's it. Just the remains are there. So other than that, no, there's really not. Dolores, what you see is what you get. That's why it's really not big of a surprise.
Interesting. So no cemeteries and doesn't cry.
That's it. You know?
Do you cry?
Me?
Yeah.
I extreme house makeover and I cry. Okay. Because I cry as I get older. It's even worse. Dolores and the kids came down to see me in Florida. They were down for like 3 or 4 days, and I brought them back to the airport, and I was going to see them 4 days later, and they were getting out of the car. She started crying. She was like, stop, Frank. She was like an old Italian man. Stop. She goes, seriously, stop. You know? Oh no. I definitely is tough. Yeah. Rougher than I consider myself to be. Oh no. I cry.
It's a good combination.
Yeah.
Before we go, is there anything you want to bring up? Anything I didn't cover? I like to give people a chance to say what they would like at the end. Something.
No, David, I got to be honest with you. It was very interesting. You kept it going. It was a very interesting conversation. I don't think there's anything we didn't cover. Definitely with the gentleman involved. And between me and Joe Gorga, there's really not much that the two of us won't do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where can everyone find you on Instagram that would like to follow you?
Yeah, but honestly, because I got on Instagram after my son. My son is Frank_Catania. I am Frank_Catania_Jr., JR.
I know.
Right? So people mix this up all the time. And yeah, I love, listen, it's the show brings good and bad and everything else. And it's sometimes these girls, I guess they think they're talking to my son. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's right. 56 years old. I like this, you know, but you'd be amazed how many requests we DMs, we guess where myself and my son, both of us, these women are asking for threesomes with me and my son. And I gotta be honest with you, Dave, I say, listen, we're really a close family. All right. We really are. There's not much we don't do. I said, but no, we haven't gone there yet. All right.
And what does Frankie Jr. think of that? Is he just like, I mean, like if he has a girlfriend, but like, if he didn't, like this could be a great vehicle.
David, first time ever, I got a DM once, all right? Frankie just turned 18 years old. I got a DM from a woman who says, your son's 18 now, all right? Give me my dream, all right? I want the two of you, all right, to tag team me. That's right. So I take a screenshot of it. My son's in high school. He's a senior in high school. I send it to him while he's in school. He writes me back, Dad, is this what our relationship has become? I said, Frank, listen, what am I supposed to do? I didn't even respond to the lady.
So aren't you proud of him? Like if he needed a girlfriend, like he has game.
Oh, he's got game. Yeah, right? My son don't even need game.
He
right?
doesn't.
My son has met women before and he's so different. So different. All right. My before he had a girlfriend, yeah, my son, unless he has feelings for you, he won't sleep with you because he doesn't want to hurt your feelings if you think he doesn't want you. All right.
And I don't understand that.
I said, Frank, I said, they're using you. I said, what are you worried about? You should feel sorry for yourself. They're using you. I said, the next day, you're never going to hear from him again. Dad, I can't do that. Dad, I can't. I said, oh, Christ. Okay. So, yeah. Believe me. And if you watch all of the episodes, all right, with some of the episodes, the conversations between me and Dolores, my son has been blessed in many other ways than his physical appearance as well. So,
really? Okay.
Yeah. So, honestly, yeah. All right. So, that's another reason I need to get a DNA test on him.
Seriously. Well, there you go. That's going to help. That's going to increase his DMs. So you've been great. I will see you the next time I am across the river. I told Dolores we all need to get together sooner than later.
I would love to, David.
So I really appreciate your time. You're busy. This was great. I will keep you posted when it's coming out. And it was great chatting with you.
Same here, David. Have a great day. Be safe, man.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Take care, bud.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.